Brutalism, a style of architecture best captured in big, boxy buildings made from exposed concrete, almost prison-like. It was popular in many parts of the world from the 1950s to the 70s, but one of its most iconic examples, some would say unpleasant examples, is right down the road from me here in Boston, City Hall. So how'd that happen? My WGBH colleague Edgar B. Herwick III has that story.
In the mid-20th century, Boston was in a financial and cultural rut and needed a jolt. Flush with $40 million in federal funds, the city cleared some 1,000-plus buildings to make way for a new government center. Its centerpiece, City Hall, was a bold, ambitious statement. In a WGBH TV special from 1968, host Michael Ambrosino gave a glowing review of Boston's new modernist structure and the sweeping plaza surrounding it.
The plaza not only presents City Hall, but it extends right into it. City Hall's the backdrop, and we've got to look closely at it to sense the mood that it creates on the plaza.
If you had to describe the mood that it creates here on the plaza, what would you say?
Mildly oppressive.
Too stern, you know? Kind of overwhelming.
It's rough.
Sad. That building is not beautiful.
Looks like a jail, maybe,
yeah,
a little bit.
That's what I was thinking, actually.
I think it's ugly as hell.
Now, you don't have to work hard to find opinions like those around here. And yet,
it will go down in history as one of the exemplar works of the 20th century.
That's Chris Grimley, architect and co-author of Heroic, Concrete Architecture and the New Boston. And this is how he defines brutalism, the style associated with buildings like Boston City Hall.
The quick definition of brutalism is, there's no real quick definition, but if you wanted to pigeonhole it, it's a building made out of concrete that's very expressive in its design.
The brutalist movement was a reaction to the rise of steel and glass. Buildings designed to be more honest, expressive, and heroic. And Grimley's is not just a local hot take.
Boston City Hall is something like the Taj Mahal of brutalism.
Felix Torker is a Berlin-based architecture historian and a member of a group called SOS Brutalism. They're dedicated to the study and preservation of brutalist architecture all around the world. He says Boston City Hall may be the single most influential building of the entire movement.
The Boston City Hall, in particular, established a whole new building archetype.
Buildings modeled on it, or near exact replicas of it, went up throughout the 1960s and 70s, from a library in Australia to a public swimming hall in Norway.
A bank in the Dominican Republic. We have a Philharmonic Hall in Kyrgyzstan, the parliament in Israel. You really see those Boston City Hall clones in the next decade all over the world, and you can really only understand those looking at the original in Boston.
As for that original, Grimley and his firm are now working with the city to produce a report on the state of the building on its golden anniversary. They'll examine what might be undertaken to conserve and renew it to ensure that it's standing strong to be reevaluated in another 50 years. For The World, Edgar B. Herwick III, Boston.
What do bagpipes have to do with Brexit? We've got the free read, leave EU connection next here on The World.